We tell ourselves lies in order to survive. I remember as a little girl, my mother would always watch The Bold and the Beautiful. And she would get so worked up when Brooke changed from one man to the other. From being in bed with his husband, to his brother, to his father. So I carried that with me. Made her disgust my own. I told myself I was not that kind of woman. But what did that mean exactly? That I was not the kind of woman who gave in to her desires. I sat across Mandla watching the edge of his lips. Imagined them pressed against mine. Until we were so rudely interrupted by my husband-to-be.
I hope you guys are getting to know each other.
Zinzi was just telling me that she has her own apartment uptown. I thought you guys live together.
It's a long story.
Yes, I moved there to get closer to work.
Beautiful and career-driven. I see why you fell in love with her, Time.
Well, I'm not too sure about the second part. Between you and me, I have plans for making her a stay-at-home wife.
I have a feeling she won't agree to that. They have some.
Umtshele, what could I possibly do with myself all day? Yoga and yogurt? No thanks.
But most women would kill to have a man that is happy to provide for them and have the time to themselves.
I'm not most women.
She got you with that one.
Okay. I'd like to make a toast. Mandla, I'm glad you came down. It means the world to me that the two people I love very much finally met. And I also hope while you're down here, Mandla, you might find yourself some Zulu Kelnyana Jinfan.
Dad, don't start.
I'm just saying, to new beginnings.
To new beginnings.
There's something else. Mandla, I'm going away for a few days with Norma. And I was hoping you could run things at the office just while I'm away.
Dad, you know I have no interest in taking over the company.
Oh, man, it's just a temporary thing until I come back.
Wait, you and Norma are going away together? Is this a business trip?
Well, not exactly. With everything that's just happened, we thought it's important for us to go away for just for a while. And to get some perspective.
Some perspective? Unbelievable.
Zinzi, wait.
I'm going. It was nice to meet you, Mandla.
Zinzi, wait. Just wait. Jeez. Must everything be a soppy? You're making a scene.
Yes, you're a piece of work, Victor Ngobo. Huh? After everything you've done, you still have the nerve to flaunt Unoma in front of me. She could have killed me. She could have killed my...
Zinzi, wait.
You know what? Whatever.
Leave it, Dad. She needs to cool off. I'll take her home.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it'll be fine. I'll call you in the morning.
Okay. Make sure she gets home, okay?
We see... Elbono ubishong fake kulona kodwa. I told uZinzi about the trip with Norma. Lo muntu uphumelane sevutha malangabi. For your sake and mine, she better not change her mind about the wedding. I've worked too hard and given up too much for all this to go down to waste.
I just can't believe your dad sometimes. I mean, first he lies about being married, and now to top it off, he's flaunting Unoma in front of my face. I mean, who does that?
Well, look at it from his perspective. He's trying to juggle two women.
Nobody asked him to do that.
It is what it is. You guys have to make the best of the situation. You can't have a meltdown every time he's with her. That's not how polygamy works.
Kahle, whose side are you on anyway?
I'm on the side of the truth.
Whatever. This is me. Thank you for driving me home. You really didn't have to, you know? I could have called an Uber.
I wanted to.
So? What are you going to do?
Head home maybe, read a book, or watch some TV. My life is pretty boring.
You seem anything but boring. This was my moment. The moment I stopped being Zinzi and got my Brooke Logan on. Do you want to come upstairs for a drink?
or something?
Or something?
Yes, or something.
Are you sure? That sounds vague.
Do you want me to spell it out for you, Mandla? I want you. Victor thought he could play me, thought I was weak. Well, honey, I am not the one. I will have my revenge.